Memorial Health System provides comprehensive health services that meet the needs of the region we serve. And we are proud to present Memorial Health Radio. Here's Melanie Cole.
Advanced imaging modalities, high-resolution esophageal manometry are just some of the state-of-the-science evaluation options to help ensure that your esophageal issues treatment plan is based on precise diagnosis. My guest today is Dr. Roman Petrov. He's board-certified thoracic surgeon with Memorial Health System. Welcome to the show, Dr. Petrov. What are some of the most common complaints that you hear from people, the most common reasons that people come to you with esophageal issues?
Well, first of all, thank you very much for the opportunity to speak today. It is very important month for us. It is April, and it is Esophageal Cancer Awareness Month. But esophageal cancer is a rather rare disease, but most of the patients who have multiple problems, they don't even realize that they're at risk for esophageal cancer. Most of the time, patients come to medical attention because of two reasons. Number one, they have really bad reflux, and frequently medicines that used to work in the past stop working, and they're really miserable and seeking medical attention. And the other reason is patient might have troubles eating and swallowing food. They feeling like food is getting stuck and kind of hung up on the esophagus, and that's the other reason why patients frequently come to me or other physicians for help.
So let's speak just a minute more about the symptoms. What might someone notice? You mentioned trouble swallowing. What else might they notice? Because sometimes GERD or esophageal reflux can be a little bit silent.
That's absolutely right. People frequently, what they call the reflux, actually a symptom of gastroesophageal reflux disease. And we divide symptoms that can be due to reflux into esophageal and extraesophageal. And esophageal are well-known symptoms like heartburn, dysphagia means food getting stuck, or adenophagia means pain with swallowing. But frequently, patient can have symptoms that are not so apparent, and we call them extraesophageal symptoms. Frequently, it is things like chronic cough, especially patient might be coughing during the night, or patient can be hoarse in the morning, patient can have wheezing, they can have lots of sputum and sore throat, sinusitis, or even dental problems. And all of these could be symptoms of untreated reflux or gastroesophageal reflux disease.
So what is Barrett's esophagus, and is that a result of untreated gastroesophageal reflux disease?
You're absolutely right. Barrett's esophagus is a complication of untreated gastroesophageal reflux disease. So what happens due to this continuous reflux of acid into the esophagus, patient initially develop essentially chemical burn to the lining of their esophagus, and eventually normal lining gets replaced with abnormal type, kind of type that is in a bowel type of the lining. And although it is a benign condition, with time it can progress to cancer and become cancer. We call them premalignant condition. Although it is taking usually a long time, and still very small percentage of patients will progress to the cancer. However, the chance of cancer based on the studies somewhere in the range of 50 to 200 times higher compared to patients who do not have Barrett's esophagus.
So then what tests? Are there any screening tests, Dr. Petrov? We have colonoscopy for colon issues and screening. And so tell us a little bit about endoscopy. And is this considered a standard screening to check for Barrett's or GERD or esophageal cancer?
Endoscopy, definitely the golden standard study to look for Barrett's. However, it is not officially considered to be a screening test. However, this is how we diagnose those patients who have this problem for a long time, who have symptoms of heartburn or dysphagia or any other symptoms, and medical therapy is not helping. Those are the patients who probably would need to see their doctor, gastroenterologist or primary doctor, ask for referral and have to have this endoscopy to look, first of all, if they have any other problems like hiatal hernia, and specifically if they have Barrett's esophagus, because it is something that can be successfully treated, and to most of the time it can be cured, and patient can be prevented from developing esophageal cancer.
So treatments, what kinds of treatments? People hear about these proton pump inhibitors, and on television and in the media we hear so much about reflux and Barrett's and these treatments that are out there. Speak about some of those treatments, Dr. Petrov, and what are they intended to do?
First line of treatment for any patients with gastroesophageal reflux disease is medicines like proton pump inhibitor or H2 blockers, and to name the few would be Prilosec or Nexium or Protonix and things like that. It is very important to understand that these medicines actually do not prevent reflux. Reflux is a process of essentially backflow of gastric secretions in the stomach, and it happens when patients have hiatal hernias and other anatomic abnormalities that predispose patient to reflux. What these medicines do, they take acid from gastric secretions away by blocking some cell functions, and patients still have reflux, just don't feel it. However, it is a first line of treatment, and those patients who can get better with medical therapy while taking these medicines, they usually do fine, at least for some time, and don't require any additional interventions. However, if patient develops complications of reflux, like Barrett's esophagus, for example, they require treatment. And treatment is actually an endoscopic procedure, and it is very effective. It is outpatient. Patients go home same day. It is called Barrett's. And this tissue can be ablated, means treated, and patient has a rate of resolution of Barrett's in the range of 98%.
Wow, that's absolutely fascinating. Now, what about dietary concerns? In just the last few minutes that we have, Dr. Petrov, what do you tell patients every single day about some of the home things that they can do for GERD or even to prevent it in terms of dietary and when they eat and spicy foods? Give us your best advice.
Lifestyle and diet modification for patients with gastroesophageal reflux disease is actually a first step intervention before even medicines. It is always advisable to avoid foods that promote reflux. It is definitely spicy food or very acidity food, tomatoes and fats, and milk and mint and chocolate. Those are one of the most offenders that promote reflux. Of course, we recommend patients to modify their lifestyle. Do not eat before going to bed. Sleep with head of bed elevated. Try to lose weight and things like that. However, most of the patients find it's insufficient to follow just lifestyle and diet modification, and this is when medical and other interventions are required.
So then why should patients come to Memorial Health System for their care?
We have advanced we have an advanced team of specialists who have very high clinical interest in managing these patients and helping them. We have a team of gastroenterologists with advanced skills like Dr. Chopra and Dr. Zara. I specifically train and specialize in management of these patients. We have all the advanced equipment that can be used in the management of these patients to provide very sophisticated evaluation of these patients. We have studies that called high-resolution esophageal manometry that can look at the function of the esophagus. We have Brava study that can look how much acid reflux patient actually get. We have impedance study that allows to look at how much non-acid reflux patient get. And we can offer full spectrum of treatment for the patients, from newest and minimally invasive interventions, endoscopic interventions, to minimally invasive surgeries, laparoscopic surgeries, and others. And so we have very advanced and team of providers that focus specifically on helping patients with these problems. that those patients who frequently cannot get help anywhere else.
That is such great information, Dr. Petrov. Thank you so much for being with us today. You're listening to Memorial Health Radio. For more information, you can go to mhsystem.org. That's mhsystem.org. Expect more. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.